Hello, and welcome to the show. This is The Cult of Conspiracy, and my name is Jonathan.
I'm Jacob.
And, you know, I feel like we kind of veered away from all the political stuff. And, you know, we like to go down other paths and open up third eyes in
Indeed.
All ways.
Always.
In all ways. But, you know, we got to get back to the politics because they're just so goddamn corrupt. They need exposing.
Always.
All right. And that's what the Cult of Conspiracy is all about. As a matter of fact, you go all the way back to the first ever episode of the Cult of Conspiracy. I was just listening to this the other day. I was like, holy shit, bro. I just wanted to see like how times have changed.
Right.
I reference about why I named the show Cult of Conspiracy. Because a lot of people, they'll look at cult and they'll be like, oh, you know, weird cult, like sexual things or whatever. And I'm just like, no. Because the definition of a cult is it means to hide or is hidden. And, you know, like a lot of these secret programs, right? You know, the Illuminati, the Freemasons,
right. The secret societies,
all the secret societies. And I said in that first episode that I was not here because I am a cult, but I was bringing the episode to life to expose all the cults.
Right.
All right. And that's exactly what we're getting into today. All the occults and all the occult like behavior. And, wow. I mean, I'm sure nobody's heard of this, and if you have, you probably haven't read too much information on it.
Right.
Just like, you know, back whenever the election was going on back in November 2020, right, about Hunter Biden's laptop and, like, how the FBI wanted to hold on to that so that it wouldn't have any effect on the election.
Right.
Well, another thing came out, I believe it was around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It was about, this time it wasn't about Hunter. Because this was actually a month after all that evidence about Hunter Biden's laptop was exposed.
Got it.
And we did a show on that.
And nothing came of that.
Nothing ever came of it. Because
Shocker.
If the FBI and the CIA get their hands, their dirty, filthy hands. Now, I'm not saying that the CIA and the FBI are all corrupt. There's levels to this shit. All right?
I'll say that. I'm not saying the lowest level pencil pusher is, but the organization as a whole. It's like saying the IRS isn't corrupt. Yeah, it is. It is.
It is, dude. It's a fucking fraud society is all it is. But. So whenever we're looking at any time the FBI or the CIA gets their hands on any of these things, what they did was, referencing the Hunter Biden laptop scandal, was that they took that off. They didn't blast it on any mainstream media or anything because they didn't want it to have an effect on the campaign, right?
Right.
So what they did was, is that they took it down because last time in 2016, whenever the Hillary Clinton WikiLeaks came out, that's what they say ultimately swayed in Trump's court, right? They whenever that came out, they were like, oh, well, now, like, that's why Trump got elected was because Hillary's WikiLeaks.
They still don't understand why Trump. You realize a pet rock would have won against Hillary. It's not that we liked Trump more. It's that we hated her most.
Well, it's
y'all still don't grasp
it. Right. Well, it was that, but it was also, you know, we'd always heard so many rumors and so many conspiracies about Hillary Clinton, and the WikiLeaks kind of just confirmed it.
Right, right.
And so this is another one of those things that they just like to sweep under the rug so that we don't have any more, you know, any more rogue presidents voted in.
Right.
And I would love to add that Trump did just announce that he is running again in 2024.
Ooh.
He just announced that a few days ago. So,
well,
I mean, it's going to be another interesting run, bro.
Oh,
I mean, there's never a shortage of any kind of story or conspiracy or anything, whenever it's involving the United States presidency. Every single year, there's a new conspiracy about this person or this person. Like Obama was gay and Michelle Obama was a dude, and you know Trump, you know he was Russia colluding, and then you know Biden is like.
Bro, I'm just thinking also, the biggest part about this whole campaign, if it doesn't get fixed before then, is going to be COVID. Think about that. You understand this isn't going to go away. It's just going to get dumber and dumber and dumber. Cool.
Mm.
When they go up on the mic against each other, it's all going to be about their new COVID plan. That's all it's going to fucking be. Because Trump, the first year of it was under Trump's reign.
Right.
Everything after that's been Biden. So they're going to be taking shots at each other nonstop about what actions could have been and could not have been done better and shit like that. That's all this whole election's going to be.
You know, I've been going back and forth on whether Trump has been a part of this whole COVID scam from the get-go. And what I would like to say is that although he has been coming out and saying that the vaccines, he's taken the vaccine, or so he says.
Right.
He's saying that that's like the greatest feat in all humanity to be able to develop a vaccine in that short amount of time. Right. He's trying to take credit for that. Nobody really gets down with that. I definitely don't.
Of course not. And most of his constituents don't.
And it's not even that I'm anti-vax. I'm not. You know, I do believe that there are probably some vaccines that you need.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, not as a whole. I'm talking about anti-COVID vax.
Anti-COVID vax, absolutely. 100%.
Right.
But I'm no scientist. I don't know anything about, you know, the other vaccines, but I've heard enough of the doctors that are you know, kind of going rogue and saying, yo, like, I don't care, like, fuck my reputation. This shit is not safe.
That's the thing.
Dr. Robert Malone was just on the Joe Rogan podcast. We talked about that before. Mm-hmm. And he's one of thousands of people that have come out and say this stuff. Right. So,
dude, think about it this way. When the measles vaccine came out, you didn't have a whole slew of doctors killing their reputation, killing their careers to say that it's not a good idea.
Right.
When the polio vaccine came out, same shit. If this is just another vaccine to better humanity, there wouldn't be so many doctors and medical staffers who are not doing it.
Dude,
it wouldn't even be a thought.
Not only that, they're saying that the hospitals are overrun again.
Yeah, no shit.
Mostly full of vaccinated people. Uh-huh. I just want to add that.
Right.
But look, I don't want to go too far in on the COVID shit.
That's what we're here for today.
It's been like talked about and ran through like a freaking hooker on bourbon, bro. Like, dude. I mean, everybody knows what's up with that girl.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? But I want to get back to the topic at hand. The topic at hand is Joe Biden.
Yeah.
All right. You know, how much more corrupt could we get? You know, there's the whole Ukraine, there's China, there's Hunter Biden's laptop. And another story that got swept underneath the rug right after the Hunter Biden's laptop was the fact that his daughter, bro,
mm-hmm.
there was a diary. Okay.
Okay.
There was a diary that came out. Project Veritas got their hands on it somehow.
Yeah.
James O'Keefe, Project Veritas.
Yeah.
Now I'm not really sure about how I feel about Project Veritas and James O'Keefe as a whole, because they do feel kind of, I don't know. Secret I don't want to say anything. I don't know. They could just be, the opposite end of the chessboard. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I'm just not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, I found it very interesting about how there was this diary that came to, that somehow Project Veritas got their hands on. And the diary, inside the diary, it is Ashley Biden's diary, okay? Now, Ashley Biden, she's been in the news kind of in and out because...
That's Joe's daughter, correct?
Joe's daughter, okay. Yeah. Ashley Biden's kind of been in the news in and out because of, you know, I guess she's been addicted to drugs and she's been kind of...
Just like Hunter, cool.
Just like Hunter, bro. I mean, how many times we got to see that crack pipe picture?
Bro, that's like seems to be the stereotype for rich, wealthy people. Their kids are always strung out on drugs and
their
hate their parents.
Their kids are fucked, dude. Their kids are always fucked.
Money must really fuck up kids' lives.
It's
Holy
not
shit.
Just money. It's the corruption that goes on within.
Yeah, it's the power.
And I would, I mean...
And being able to get away with literally anything because of your family connections.
Dude, imagine growing up and creepy Joe is your dad.
Yeah, I'd be pretty fucked up too.
How many clips did we see of Joe just doing the creepiest, most perverted shit out there?
Yeah.
Like, every single little girl that goes into the Oval Office, he's all like touching their shoulders and sniffing them.
He will sniff them kids.
I love, you know, whenever cockroaches, you know, I don't know, dude.
God, he's a weird guy.
I love whenever they, you know, I'm in the pool and they just love seeing my hair stick up. Why?
And I know a lot about education. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, poor kids are just as bright as white kids. That whole deal. Like, there's no shortage,
right,
of any clip that you could ever say about Biden, which is why it's so
Let's
incredible.
Go, Brandon. I agree.
It's so incredible that this dude got elected in the first place. It's incredible. You know why it's incredible? Because it didn't actually happen.
Right.
Obviously. It didn't. He didn't actually win.
No.
They, you know, they've said before that presidents are selected, not elected. Right.
Right.
And I think that they kind of had the world, well, at least our country, under some kind of manipulation for decades. We've all known that. I mean, MK Ultra goes back to the 50s at least.
Right.
And predictive programming on TV and everything. They know how to split people up. This is why we don't hear about anybody in any other countries. Right. Because we're so focused on all the bullshit that's going on in ours.
Yeah.
Right? Well, whenever Trump got elected, I do believe that it was a major surprise.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were not planning on fucking Donald Trump, businessman, on getting elected. They let that one slip through the cracks.
Yeah.
So what they did was, is that...
Sabotaged.
They sabotaged it. We all know that. If you listen to the show, you know that. Like, right. Obviously, like, you know that 9/11 was an inside job. You know JFK was assassinated by somebody probably within the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different. This is the same thing. What's her name? Ashley Biden. She went down this whole, you know, drug problem, drug overdosing, and all that shit, right?
Right, 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 right.
Now, she's still alive. You know, she didn't overdose to death, but she's had a lot of drug problems.
Sure.
And, you know, I feel sympathy towards people like that.
Yeah.
How can't you? Especially after growing up with Joe Biden.
Yeah. I don't like to look at drug users and drug abusers like lower society, like a lot of people do. Granted, I'm not saying that I excuse the actions.
No, never.
But at the same time, like, addiction actually is a real issue. And it's not just like, well, you know, nobody put a gun to their head and force them to put the needle in their arm. Okay, granted, I get that. But at the same time, small scale, think about it. Have you ever found yourself in a position that you didn't want to be in and you fucked up?
Right.
Imagine doing that, trying something, getting hooked on something. Next thing you know, you're in a position you didn't want to be in, but you made a mistake. And now your life's fucked up. So no hatred towards these people.
We're all addicted to something.
Indeed.
Everybody is addicted to something. It could be addicted to eating. It could be addicted to drinking. It could be addicted to porn. It could be addicted
to a person that you know is toxic for you.
Right. It could be addicted. You could be addicted to anything. It's just all about, you know, I guess. I don't want to go down that hole.
Yeah, what I'm trying to say is. No judgment on the drug is what we're saying.
Right, right. What I want to say is that, you know, Ashley Biden, she was very, you know, deep into the drugs.
Yeah.
All right. And so what was going on is that she was in and out of friends' houses and everything. And she was staying at this this one person's house who just so happened to be a Trump supporter house, as the story goes.
Okay.
All right. And what happened was is that Ashley was writing in a diary every night as part of this program to get sober. Right? Like, that's just, you know, what they do and, you know, AA and all that stuff.
A lot of 12-steppers do the journals.
Right, right. A little diary, a journal, whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, turns out that diary was stolen. It was stolen by her friend, as the story goes, a.k.a. a Trump supporter.
Okay,
Now, what's interesting about that is that not only was it stolen, but it was given to James O'Keefe over at Project Veritas. Hmm. And I guess James O'Keefe with Project Veritas has had it in his possession for a few months. He tried handing it over to the FBI. He tried handing it over to the CIA. They didn't want anything to do with it. So he ended up handing it over to the police. Well, what happened with that is whenever he handed it over to the police, then the FBI and the CIA went and raided his house. They were like just fucking ransacking everything in their house, trying to find all this kind of information, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you get everybody, they're all saying that, like, oh, well, James O'Keefe, you know, he did the unlawful thing. He bought this journal off of said girl, and there was no way to prove that it was actually Ashley's journal. That's what they were saying, right?
Okay.
Well, turns out James O'Keefe got somebody, or I believe that James O'Keefe got somebody to verify that it was indeed Ashley's handwriting.
Oh, wow.
Because she would even, like, write her name in it, bro.
Yeah.
And that's the easiest way to verify somebody's handwriting is with their signature.
Sure.
Well, so all that goes down, and you got MSN, you got ABC, Fox, CNN, all these news outlets, they're all saying, look, like, they're saying, oh, well, James O'Keefe, he acquired it illegally, and it shouldn't be out there, and nobody should be seeing that, and yada, 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 right?
Okay.
But they're glossing over the fact of what's actually in it.
I was going to say, I'm
nobody's,
pretty sure...
Nobody's saying that the story of whatever is written is untrue.
Like, flip that to where it's like, okay, let's say there was a journal entry, and somebody is admitting to murder and where the body is and all of that. It doesn't matter if it's legal for you to possess. If justice is served, I'm not saying the ends always justify the means, but I mean, come on here, greater good. Just saying.
Bro, let's take a step back.
And I think
here
it's
for
illegal for you to have that information and not bring it forward.
I would say so.
I thought there was a law about that.
There
I'm
might
not a,
be.
I'm not a lawyer.
I don't know. I mean, but let's take a step back from that.
Yeah.
Now, we all know the age of information, age of hidden information, all starts, well, I don't want to say it starts, but it stems from the Catholic Church.
Right.
And, you know, you'd go in and confess all your sins and everything, and supposedly there was a lot of ties with those people that, what are they called whenever you're confessing your sins?
Confession?
The dude you're talking to. Is it a pastor? Priest. Okay. So you're talking to this priest, and supposedly there was a bunch of priests that were on the government's payroll, basically.
Yep.
And that's how they would find out secrets about anybody that was trying to go against the Catholic Church.
Which is a huge separation of church and state issue, but at the same time, if you found the murderer, if you found the criminal, whatever.
Right. Well, we're talking about the Catholic Church in general, which, you know, in my opinion, is not worshiping God or Jesus. They're worshiping Satan.
Right.
But that's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. Do your own research on that. We'll do a show on that here soon.
I'm down.
So with that being said, if the information that we're getting about this journal / diary is correct, Joe Biden should be thrown in jail. He should have been under the jail. As a matter of fact, he shouldn't be living. Okay? Now, what we're going to get to, what is actually in that journal?
Mm.
Let's get to it. I'm going to share the screen. And for anybody who is wanting to see what's on the screen, the articles that we're looking up right now, feel free to go and sign up at rockfin.com/cultofconspiracy. It's only 10 bucks a month. You get to see all the videos. We have extra shows. Everybody else that's on Rockfin, you get to see all of their content. It's not just ours. Go check us out on rockfin.com/cultofconspiracy.
Come check us out.
Check us out. And support your boys, dude.
No doubt.
I mean, we're two cups of coffee. Actually, a cup and a half these days. So let's get to it. So this is from thewesternjournal.com. I'm just going to read a little excerpt from it just to give you guys kind of an idea about what's really happening with this whole diary deal. So it says, a report from the New York Times last week revealed how the conservative investigative journalism group, Project Veritas, which is hilarious, how anytime it's a conspiracy, it's right wing.
Right.
Every single time.
Has to be.
Because they're turning this into a liberal socialism, like fucking technocracy.
Yep.
That's what they want the world to get to. So what they do is they barrage every single thing that is bad is right wing.
It has to be.
Everything that is exposing is right wing. Everything that goes against their narrative is conspiracy. This is how you look through the veil.
And they have to make it right wing to keep us divided. Heaven forbid that everybody, left or right, agrees that what's in this diary is horrible and needs to be reprimanded. No. It's them versus us, even in the face of evil. But anyway. Moving on.
Well, they got to keep the people separated so that we don't look abroad. We don't look at anything else.
Yep.
So anyway, journalism group Project Veritas got its hands on a diary written by President Joe Biden's daughter, Ashley Biden. The FBI raided the home of Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe in November. According to a statement from O'Keefe, federal agents also searched the homes of other individuals tied to Project Veritas and took away materials. The FBI's aim was to determine whether there was a criminal conspiracy involving Project Veritas journalists to steal and release the contents of Ashley's diary, which documented her time recovering from addiction.
Okay.
According to James O'Keefe, Project Veritas received a diary from tipsters who claimed it belonged to Ashley. However, Project Veritas did not publish the diary's contents because the organization couldn't verify its authenticity. Project Veritas surrendered the diary to law enforcement. The investigation into how Project Veritas got the diary is still underway. The New York Times reported Thursday that it has found out that the diary reached Project Veritas, a story according to the outlet, begins in the spring of last year. During Joe Biden's campaign, Ashley kept a low profile living in Delray Beach, Florida. She stayed with a friend who rented a two-bedroom house. Ashley had earlier been in Florida when she underwent rehab. In June 2020, Ashley moved to Philly, intending to return to the Delray Beach home in the fall. That was when her friend let an ex-girlfriend, Amy Harris, and her two children move into the home. According to the Times, two individuals familiar with the matter said Harris soon discovered that Ashley used to live in the home and that few of her belongings were still there. Harris' social media postings indicate that she was a supporter of then-President Donald Trump. Okay. So this is how they throw you off. They throw you off with all these little schisms, right? Oh, well, you know, obviously this is obviously what they're trying to say is fake because she was a Trump supporter.
Right.
Or obviously, you know, this story, don't even look into it. None of it's real because they're Trump supporters. This is how they veer you away from what's actually going on.
Got to keep the division.
According to what Project Veritas told a federal judge in a court filing around September 3rd last year, a tipster left a voice message for Project Veritas saying a new occupant moved into a place where Ashley Biden had previously been staying and found Miss Biden's diary and other personal items. The tipster said the diary is pretty crazy. Project Veritas has said it bought the diary through an unidentified proxy from AH and RK, which, according to the Times, referred to Harris and Robert Kurlander, Harris's friend and former housemate. Harris is fully I don't want to go into that. She's fully cooperating. When the facts emerge, it will be clear that my client has information relative to the investigation, but no culpability. Okay. So that is the Western Journal side.
Okay.
I want to throw that out because it does give little hints. Now, did it say in any of that what was in the journal was fake?
No.
Did it say anything about what was even in the journal?
No.
All it's trying to say...
It said nothing about its content except that it was pretty crazy, and it was so... Whatever it was, it needed to be turned into law enforcement. That's all we got.
Don't look here because it's a right-wing conspiracy theorist story. That's what it's trying to tell you right there. Okay? So, now we get to what's actually in the journal. Okay? The headline is Biden daughter's diary spoke of being sexualized at young age, taking inappropriate showers with Joe Biden.
Okay.
The FBI's actions confirm that Ashley Biden's diary is authentic. In it, she writes about being sexualized at a young age and taking inappropriate showers with her father, Joe Biden, the National File reports. Last year, the National File published the entirety of Ashley Biden's diary, in which she revealed she had inappropriate showers with her father, Joe Biden. Today, the diary has been confirmed as real. A week and a half before the 2020 election, of course, a Project Veritas whistleblower provided a digital copy of Ashley Biden's diary. Entries in the diary include the author revealing she believes she was sexually molested as a child and shared probably not appropriate showers with her father. Some that detail the author's struggle with drug abuse and her crumbling marriage with multiple affairs, along with entries showing the family's fears of a potential scandal due to her brother's new home, Hunter Biden, and all the money that he was receiving and part of the Ukraine deal.
Yep.
And those that show a deep resentment for her father due to his money, control, and emotional manipulation. While the vast majority of media ignored the bombshell revelations, perhaps dismissing their verifiability, New York Times reported that the FBI had engaged in two raids on addresses as part of an investigation into how Ashley Biden's diary was obtained. Okay. As the New York Times noted in 2020, Joe Biden has also been accused of sexual assault by a former Senate aide, Tara Reid, which we've heard about this.
Right.
This is whenever Joe Biden was talking about, I'm all for, you know, hashtag Me Too, and I do believe that yada yada, we should always listen to the women. And then he like backtracks and he's like, but not her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just hilarious, dude. It's hilarious.
Oh my God.
Oh man. Tara Reid told the New York Times that in 1993, Mr. Biden pinned her to a wall in a Senate building, reached under her clothing, and penetrated her with his fingers. A friend said that Ms. Reid told her the details of the allegation at the time. Another friend and a brother of Ms. Reid said that she told them over the years about a traumatic sexual incident involving Mr. Biden.
How crazy is it that Biden was the one that was actually grabbing him by the pussy?
Isn't that funny?
Good God.
Isn't that funny? You know, it's just like, you know, how they've been saying... This is what they do, bro. What they do is that they'll rat on themselves by blaming it on somebody else.
Right.
So that whenever the story comes around, oh no, you know, Biden didn't grab him by the pussy. It was Trump. Well, everybody knows that.
Well, Trump actually was recorded as saying such. That's my point.
But who gives a fuck?
But Biden was the one that actually did it.
He was just saying that you could. He wasn't saying that he did. Biden actually was like, yo, let me get my fingers up in there. He's a sick, disgusting old man. Okay.
Good God.
It's sick.
This is wild. Okay, continue.
All right. So, Moving on, we have, this is another website, the Independent Sentinel. I don't know if there's anything. It just talks about the probably inappropriate showers with her father, one of which was alongside Caroline. This is another thing that I want to get to. That her, that could be her troubled cousin, Caroline. Okay? So she has a cousin, Caroline, that was probably laying next to her whenever all this shit was going down. Because it probably wasn't just in the shower. I mean, when these dramatic events happen, dude, we block them in our memory.
Her troubled cousin. See, they're already trying to discredit the other source.
Exactly.
And that's such a broad term. What does trouble mean? Because, like, they could spin it to where somebody with ADD is troubled. You know what I mean?
This is another thing. Anytime a story like this comes out, they bash the character of the person that's trying to say this.
Absolutely.
So now listen to this statement. Biden's daughter, now 39 years of age, has a history of drugs and has been very free sexually. Why do we need to know that?
They're already trying to discredit the source, man.
She complains.
His own daughter.
Right. In the journal, she says she complains she is literally in heat and thinks she needs sex to feel good. Ashley also said she believes she was abused as a child but has poor memory of it. Of course she does,
no
dude.
Shit.
We block this shit out as little kids. We don't want it affecting our day-to-day, so we just block it out. That's what kids do, bro.
Wow.
After declaring she was here for sexual trauma in a previous entry, on page 23 of the diary, dated January 30th, of 2019, Ashley explores the topic of sexual abuse and how it may have led to her overactive sex drive. I've had, this is in quotes in the journal, I've had one of my hardest days. My sex drive is out of fucking control. Like, literally, I am in heat. I know it's not the healthiest way to deal with these things, but at least it's better than drugs. She said that she needed sex to feel good.
Okay, so does everybody?
I mean,
whatever.
It says, the author, if it is Ashley. See how they... Like, yep. Of course it's Ashley.
Questioning
of course it
everything.
Is. Then explored why she felt the need to have sex, saying she believes that she was molested as a child. And this is in quotes in her Bible. I keep on saying, want to say in her Bible, in her journal. In quotes from Ashley, it says, "Was I molested? I think so. I can't remember specifics, but I do remember trauma," wrote Ashley, before listing a series of potential incidents, one of which may have included Ashley Biden's cousin, Caroline Biden. As Ashley says, she remembers being somewhat sexualized alongside a person named Caroline. Caroline. On page 83, in an entry dated July 22nd, 2019, Ashley wrote that she received a phone call from her father, Joe Biden, according to our source, who cried on the phone while expressing his worry for her in the days leading up to July 30th and 31st, Democratic primary debate. She writes in quotes, "My dad cried on the phone saying he has the debate in a week and now has to worry about Ashley. He cried. Maybe he knows what he is doing and it's worked, but my feelings of guilt often are overwhelming." So he's making her feel bad about this. This is manipulation on another level, bro.
Now, again, not trying to play devil's advocate, but that could have been a reference to something completely unrelated. That was very broad. We don't have the actual, you know what I'm saying? I'm just throwing it out.
Could have been.
He, like, overstepped and said some hurtful shit, and that's what he was, like, trying to apologize. I don't know. I don't fucking know. I'm just throwing it out.
I'm just saying, if he was already going through all that shit with Hunter Biden, and then to bring this up all during the primaries.
Yeah. Yeah,
right. I mean, I think that would cause him to cry, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I think so.
Like, he's like, my one chance to deceive and take over the world is about to be, you know, taken down because
his dementia was acting up that day and he was just scared. He didn't know where he was.
He's a fucking idiot, dude.
Yeah.
Now, Uncle Joe says, who is Joe Biden's niece, Caroline? The name of the person that was in the diary that was alongside Ashley whenever she was supposedly getting, you know, raped. Let's go down. Now, she is quite the looker. I'll give her some props.
Everybody with money's a looker.
I would agree. It says, who is Caroline Biden? Caroline Biden is
one of the seven nieces and nephews of Joe Biden, the president of the United States.
The 34-year-old is the daughter of the president's brother and presidential campaign manager James and his wife Sarah. Apart from a few high-profile run-ins with the law, Caroline keeps out of the spotlight and does not have any known social media outlets. When was Caroline Biden charged for drug driving? Caroline crashed her car into a tree while under the influence of drugs in Pennsylvania. Her car reportedly contained pill bottles of, how do you say that word?
Carisoprolol and lorazepam. Oh, damn, she's on lorazepam.
Both of which were proved to be in her system during the accident. But after negotiating a plea deal, she swerved jail time. There she is, looking all good again. Oh, Jesus.
That's Hunter, isn't it?
Oh, that's, yeah, old that's her
and
Hunter.
That's her and Hunter.
Yeah, we'll get to that. She pleaded guilty. Let's just get to the good stuff.
That's recent, December 3rd, 2020.
Yeah, so
she was handed a probation time period of a minimum of 5 months, as well as having to attend 20 days of rehab. Okay, so it just runs in the family. Got it.
Right. And just years later, in 2017, it was reported that she spent more than $110,000 on a stolen credit card.
In 2013, she was booked for allegedly hitting an NYPD officer during a meltdown at her Manhattan apartment.
Okay. It says, so she has these issues, right? Like, she's obviously, overreacting, but she's like acting as if like there's probably something wrong with
Could
her,
you bro. Imagine that cop, that NYPD cop that can say, yeah, Joe Biden's niece slapped the fuck out of me one night. You know what I mean?
Check this out. So this is a picture with Caroline and Hunter. Yep. Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden reportedly used the racial epithet?
Yeah.
Yellow when discussing dating an Asian woman in 2019.
Okay.
With a text message exchange with his cousin Caroline. Caroline goes, do you want a foreign or domestic? Hunter goes, I can't give you fucking Asian. I'm sorry, I'm not doing it. The president's 51-year-old son reportedly agreed before adding, domestic foreigner is fine, no yellow. Okay, so why do I bring this up?
Cousin was trying to get us mass.
Not only that, I want to look at the deeper level. The deeper level is that if indeed this whole diary is true, and I believe that it is because it has been confirmed by the FBI and the CIA.
Right.
If all of that is true, then that means that this young lady right here, Caroline, and the other young lady, Ashley, who have been both going through drug problems, stealing credit cards, you know, like extremely in heat, right? Those are results of what happens from childhood, bro.
Oh, absolutely.
That is, like, people turn out this way because their childhood was so traumatic.
Psychologically speaking, man, childhood trauma can rear its head in so many ways. Like, so many ways. Depression, obviously. But, like, drug abuse is definitely a result of child trauma. Over-sexualization, emotional, just everything. Everything about it. Absolutely.
I don't want to say all of it. The majority of any of these kind of issues stem from childhood.
Bro. Sure.
Like, and this is just people who are just like, yo, look, like, my life is fucked. I don't care who sees it. I don't care what I do. Mm. I mean, this is just my life. So now you got Ashley, who is claiming in her diary that she was raped or fondled with, at least in the shower, but those inappropriate showers. And then you got Caroline, who Ashley remembers also being sexualized, laying right next to her.
Right.
And now they're both growing up and they're both just out of control, bro.
Yep.
Out of control. And then you got Caroline right here and she's basically just trying to throw as much pussy as she can to her cousin.
She's trying to be the best wing woman, but now she's got the variety though.
She looks like a model. I mean, if she's anything like her cousin Hunter, she's probably a crackhead or
she was in rehab
or something.
She was in rehab.
So you got all that going on too, right? And I believe, it says Hunter continued to list his preferences, adding 24 is great. Seriously. The then 49-year-old wrote, it is incredibly easy to impress a 24-year-old.
Jesus.
All right. So now this isn't the first time that he's done anything like this. He's probably hooking up with hookers and prostitutes all the time.
Look, at least that's of age. Okay. Right. At least that's not a fucking 12-year-old. At least that's an adult.
At least there's that. Right.
I'm just giving credit where credit is due here. That's all.
Sure. All I'm saying is, and I don't put any of this on the kids.
No.
I mean, Hunter Biden would not have been in a position to go to Ukraine without his father's help.
Absolutely.
Ashley Biden would not have been even in the spotlight if it wasn't for Joe Biden.
Right.
Same thing as Caroline trying to hook up Hunter Biden. They're all fucked up. They're all demented in their own way as a result of being related, if not, you know, the son or daughter to Joe.
Absolutely.
Okay. You had Hunter Biden with his laptop. Everybody knows all the graphic images that were in there.
Yep.
Very disgusting, disturbing images. We're not even talking about just the one with the crack pipe hanging out of his mouth.
No, that
we're
not was talking a G-rated
about,
picture.
We're not talking about just the video whenever he's talking to the Ukraine president. We're not just talking about that.
No, that's G-rated.
I mean, the sexual shit that was going on inside this dude's laptop, it's like, what do you even say about it? There's nothing to say other than why is the fucking FBI covering all this shit up? They wanted to do everything they possibly could to not influence the election by somehow influencing the election by not letting this information out.
Right.
So, I mean, but we all know, dude. We all know the FBI, the CIA, they're fucked. These are the corrupt organizations that JFK was talking about days before he was assassinated.
Absolutely.
This is what we're talking about. Like, these dark governments that are really the ones that are running the country. So, I just want to bring that one up.
Mm-hmm.
So now we get to, actually, before we get to that one, I want to go here. So back in the gap, Joe Biden was married, and he had two kids with a previous wife.
Okay.
Okay? Let's go down this. So it says, I want to go down here. He's one of the most powerful, oh, this is why I was laughing like hardcore before this show. It says that because the first line in this article.
Mm-hmm.
It says he's one of the most powerful people in the world, but President Joe Biden will always, always make time for his family.
Oh,
I'm sure he does.
Oh, the puns.
I know he does.
Oh, the puns.
The puns we can make on this. Okay. Let's exit out of that bullshit. Oh my God, dude. Ads, dude. I mean, you just can't get rid of them. It says, his loving granddaughters claim that wherever he is, whatever he's doing, he will answer their calls, even if they are just ringing to check in. Okay. After his election victory last year, the eldest, Naomi, posted a heartwarming photo of the 46th president getting a huge group hug from all of his family. Joe Biden has four children, two of whom have died, and seven grandchildren.
Wow.
His older grandchildren, I don't want to go down that. The granddaughters recalling, okay, none of this is really relevant.
Yeah.
There was, okay, this is where I wanted to get to. There was Bo Biden. Joe's firstborn son, Bo, arrived in 69. He studied at University of Pennsylvania, yada, yada. He became a federal prosecutor for the Justice Department, a job that he held until 2002. He also served in Iraq and awarded a Bronze Star. Bo married...
For the record, any of my veterans out there that know, an officer getting awarded a Bronze Star on deployment is literally nothing. So, sorry to all the people out there that are like, oh, you got... Yo, it's just a Bronze Star. For an officer, that's no big deal. But anyway, moving on.
Okay. So, there's, and then there's Biden's middle son.
Wait, was that one the one that died? Bo Biden died?
Yeah, he died of, after our son died, Bo died of cancer. I wondered if I would ever smile or feel joy again. It was summer, but there was no warmth left for me. That's what.
Okay, Jill, so he died. Saying. Wow. His son died in 2013, then he died in 2015, both from brain cancer. Oh, shit.
Yes.
Damn.
Okay, so
Bo's gone. Next.
So Bo's done. Then you had Hunter. Which we all know about Hunter.
Oh, we know about that Hunter.
And then there was Naomi. Joe's first wife, Niella, and the couple's daughter, Naomi, were tragically killed in a car crash as they went out Christmas shopping in 72.
Fuck.
Naomi was just one when she died, okay?
Damn.
The devastating accident left Joe to bring up their sons, Bo, who was four, Hunter, who was three. Ashley Biden. Ashley is Joe and Jill's only child together.
Okay.
Okay. She studied cultural anthropology. I don't want to go too far into this.
No, what
I
want to,
did she?
No.
Is that what it says? Oh, okay. Tulane. Hmm. Rocking Tulane. I feel it. So anyway, why I bring up all of this is because we always hear about the Illuminati and all of these secret societies where you have to sacrifice.
Oh,
so
man.
Back in 72, whenever his wife and his one-year-old died, that was right whenever Joe Biden was bursting on the scene in politics. That was right whenever he was bursting on the scene.
You think that he sacrificed his wife and daughter?
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that it is true or it isn't true. I'm just saying every single time we go over something like this, every single fucking time, dude, they always have a tragic accident. Every single time. Okay? So his wife and his daughter both, bang, done. And then his son dies of brain cancer. Let's just say brain cancer with air quotes. And then you got Hunter Biden, who is a crackhead, who is dealing with all this shit over in Ukraine. Then you got his fucking daughter, Ashley, who is now, I don't want to say she's come out, she's wrote in a diary about how she was sexualized whenever she was a little kid. Then you got fucking Caroline. Same thing.
Dude.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm fucking saying here, dude?
You may have to edit this, but bro, you want to get some hatred on this show. The president sacrificing his own son in a way like that.
Yeah.
Dude.
I'm not editing shit. We're keeping this in there. Bro. I'm just speaking my mind with this, dude. All I'm saying is you got to look into it, dude. And that is right now. That is why I bring up the Catholic Jesuit Masonic Illuminati actor. For the Nazi octagon pharaohs. This is
if
Illuminati
that's not
exposed.
The most buzzworded fucking title of an article I've ever read in my life. Holy fuck. And keep in mind, I am not a Joe Biden supporter at all. Fuck Joe Biden. Holy shit.
Right.
Catholic Jesuit Masonic Illuminati actor for Nazi octagon pharaohs. Bruh.
Now,
if that doesn't make every conspiracy cell in your body just tingle, holy fuck.
Yeah, yeah, it's like Spider-Man with the Peter tingle.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so I know who who this article is written by. Okay. He's I can't remember what his name is. Maybe we'll see it. But I know he has a podcast. And he's been doing this Illuminati exposed shit for a long time. So I wanted to go down it because this guy is very well aware of all the gematria and the numerology and shit. Okay, now I'm not going to go too deep into it. But if you look at the numbers, you look at the numbers and the gematria and the numerology,
yeah,
you can see that this was all set up from the very beginning, bro. It was all fucking set up, dude. Anytime there's numerology related to it, gematria related to it, you got to look into it. That's what these fucking Illuminati, these secret societies use. That's how they talk. They talk in code. And the best way that you can talk in code is by the Jesuit way. The Jesuits run the world. We have a Jesuit Pope right now.
So for those of you that don't know the history of the Jesuit order, they started out as the teachers for the Catholic Church, okay? And they also did a lot of missions work. So basically, it could be a schoolhouse in Paris, and it's run by the Jesuits because they were the educated priests of Catholicism, and they ran the schools. But then you also had missionaries go to Mexico, for instance, and they were Jesuit missionaries. They went there to teach the indigenous population how to read and write, but also about Christ, and that was their thing. The problem is that around the, I want to say, turn of the 16th, maybe 17th century?
Mm-hmm.
No, it would have to be, forgive me for not knowing the dates on this, my apologies. But the Jesuit order became a very secretive society somewhere around, it had to be the 1800s maybe. Again, fry me in the comment section if I'm wrong here. My apologies. But then they became a secret fraternal order of Catholic priests. And it's not secret fraternal order as far as Masons are concerned because the Catholic Church and the Masonic order are at odds with each other. And we know that. The Pope has even said if you're a Mason, you're excommunicated from the Catholic Church.
Mm.
So keep all of that in mind. Mm-hmm. But as far as secret societies go, they still run colleges and learning institutions to this day. And they are very secretive about what they are. Very much so now more than ever. Our Pope currently is the first Jesuit Pope. And look at what he's been doing to the Catholic Church.
Just throwing that out. Yeah, he's like pro-abortion. He's pro-LGBT. No, there's anything wrong with that.
He's trying to open up America's borders, which has nothing to do with the Catholic Church.
Nothing at all, dude.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Everybody was so excited because he was so humble and he was from Central America. And because he was a Jesuit, they were so excited to have what they would consider a commoner priest as their pope. And look what it's gotten them.
And he's a Jesuit, bro.
He is indeed.
I mean, look at every single thing we've ever heard about the... I mean, dude, you could venture to say the Jesuits are a secret society, right?
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
It's not even like you have to say it. They're there.
Right. So, I want to get into this article. Now, Illuminati Exposed, I mean, I just love the name of that IP, or that website address.
No doubt.
So, it says, in this post, you will learn how Joe Biden is nothing more than a by-the-numbers paid actor paid to participate in the Catholic and Masonic propaganda on a daily basis. It was announced on 11-7-2020 that Joe Biden had finally won the presidency after the votes began being counted on 11-3-2020. Keep reading to find out why both these dates are ritualistically significant. But first, I will show you the gematria of the word Catholic. It equals 35 and 46. Why it equals 35 and 46? Because they do the full reduction and then the reverse full reduction. While taking into consideration that Joe Biden would be the second Catholic president and the 46th overall president, and JFK was the first Catholic president and the 35th overall president, who also died while in office completely by the numbers.
Wow.
Interesting. Elected 46th president. Joe Biden has been elected 46th president of the United States. As this guy has said before, it says, there is a major Catholic involving conspiracy going on right in front of our faces. That is why the election was also 46 weeks from the first Jesuit Pope Francis' birthday. They are not trying to hide their conspiracy. Instead, they are just manipulating people's viewpoints into closing their eyes and turning their attention away from the truth that is right in front of us. Then he goes on to say, next I will explain the significance on the dates 11-3-2020 and 11-7-2020. First, 11-3-2020 is the day leaving 58 days left in the year, an important numerology to Freemasonry, which equals 58, Secret Society, which equals 58, Rosicrucian equals 58. Also, the number 113 is significant to the Babylonian Talmud, specifically the Bava Kamma, which equals 113, which is a Jewish story about using lies to circumvent Gentiles. Fittingly, many lie related words sum to 113 in English, such as not factual equals 113, not honest, not true, mainstream, dishonest, fiction, and bullshit all equal 113.
Wow.
Interesting. Now, he goes, now I will show you the most important date, 11-7-2020, which is also a date with 11 plus 7 plus 2020, plus 20 plus 20 equals 58 numerology, as well as being similar to 117, which is a highly significant number to the Catholic Church because in Italy, the number 117 is equivalent to the number 17 because 17 is deemed an unlucky number. This corresponds with the fact that Joe Biden is the winner of the 59th presidential election. So there's been 59 elections, only 46 presidents, right?
Right.
Freemasonry equals 59 in English and in Hebrew. And 59 is the 17th prime number. If you haven't read my... Okay, so... I just want to go over that.
Wow.
Like, what the hell is going on?
That is
like,
crazy.
What are we not getting, bro? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, how many things do we need to look at to see that the entire world is scripted? Now, why I bring all of that to the forefront is because if Joe Biden really did sacrifice his wife and daughter, right? If that really happened.
Son.
And if... Huh?
Son.
Wasn't it a daughter? Yeah, it was a daughter. The son was the one that had the issue.
Brain cancer.
Yep. The brain cancer, right? If the wife and the daughter were both sacrificed, and then later on, cancer to the next son, and then you got the daughter, Ashley, and Hunter, they're all either dead or they're all extremely fucked up.
Right.
Okay? Why I bring all that up is because whenever you look at these secret societies, what they do to really dig their claws into you, bro, they want to make sure they have absolute full control. This is why we talk a lot about Epstein Island.
Right.
So they have full control. They make you do all kinds of fucked up shit. That way, if you ever go back on our word, dude, we got you. We don't only just have you. We have your entire fucking family.
And to tell you the truth, it wouldn't even be that shocking. I mean, look at Princess Diana. She was sacrificed for some satanic cults.
For sure, dude.
Right? Set up by the Queen of England.
Yeah.
So it really doesn't shock me that a political figure would do something similar for their own sick ends.
Dude, and we know that Joe Biden is all the way the system.
Oh, fuck, from day one.
He's not calling shots.
From day
one. He's a fucking puppet, dude. That's why whenever he gets up, he don't make any fucking sense because puppets can't talk.
Dude, he has been in China's pocket since, what, like 92?
Dude, at the latest, probably. Right. So you got all that shit going on, right? So the Illuminati, the Freemasons, the Jesuits, whoever is controlling this guy is ultimately the reason why all of his kids ended up the way they did, in my opinion.
But now, all right, so let's say this diary, it's been authenticated.
Yes.
We know for a fact the diary is hers.
Absolutely.
Great. Awesome. Now, if it doesn't get brought to light, nothing's going to happen with this.
Look, dude. I mean, unless there is an actual movement, like the whole Epstein thing, right?
Right.
And Ghislaine. And look how much attention, like, the people brought to it.
Yeah.
And there's hardly anything that came from it.
Right. She's acquitted. She's going to get off. And then they're talking about having a retrial. Like, I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't want to look at the ways that the system can, punish these people.
Right.
I'm not worried about that because the system is corrupt through and through.
Right.
There's so many strings. There's so many secret societies. There's so many dark governments that are just so in control that if you take down one, the other one's just going to have more control. It doesn't matter. They monopolize the world, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever we're looking at everything that has gone on, Joe Biden, they put the absolute most corrupt person.
Yeah.
The most corrupt person they possibly could. The one that if you could ever puppetize a person, it's Joe Biden.
I feel like Hillary would have been more corrupt, but that's just my personal preference and hatred of her. If we're going to be calling
I'm not a big fan of Hillary. Right. I'm not a fan of Hillary either. Just like I'm not a fan of Barry.
Nope.
And his husband, Mike.
Right.
I'm not a fan of any of them because they're all a part of the...
was the deal. They put in somebody who was senile enough to where it could literally be a puppet. They won't even have to like try to convince with Obama. They had to like tell him it was a good idea and explain why it was. You know what I'm saying? He had a brain that actually functioned a little bit.
But they
Biden
still,
does not.
But they still had their claws sunken into Obama.
That's my point.
Look,
with Biden, they don't even have to sink their claws. They just put it on the teleprompter. He'll read it. He will. He's like Ron Burgundy. He will fucking read whatever's on that teleprompter. Yeah. Doesn't matter if it makes sense or not.
go, Brandon. I agree.
Like, fuck you, San Diego.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I know about education, the hair and the pool and the like, bruh. They don't even have to try with him. They just put it up. Here you go, Mr. Joe. Read this and you get your porridge in a minute.
Exactly.
The geriatric fuck.
And it's just like if anybody's ever seen, I want to say it was Iron Man. I can't remember if it was Iron Man 2 or Iron Man 3. But it was whenever they had what's it called?
The Mandarin?
The Mandarin.
Yeah.
Yes. They had the Mandarin.
He was an actor.
He was an idiot, dude.
He was a drug addict that they put plastic surgery to make him look like something, and then boom, he's a fucking method actor.
But he's the terrorist, so we got to look out.
Exactly.
They throw it right in your face in Hollywood,
They
too.
Really do. Now more than ever.
Dude.
Excellent.
Joe Biden is nothing more than a fucking Mandarin.
Mm.
That's it.
Mm.
Just an idiot.
But apparently... a child molesting one, which we knew about already, but now his own daughter's coming forward with more information. So let's hope that that comes through, and let's hope that real things are done about that.
Dude.
Like, real courts, and not even, like, I don't want to see impeachment. I want to see an arrest. That would be amazing.
What's what is it called? Insta? What your buddy's going to be coming on the show for? Not Instagram, not
Metaverse?
Telegram. That's
Telegram.
What I was thinking of.
Yeah.
So where we get a lot of this information as far as Gitmo and Nasara Jassara and Trump's coming back and all of the flight logs and all that information, we get it from information. It's not mainstream, okay?
Right.
It's not mainstream, but you're not going to see any of this on mainstream because they're all bought.
Mm-hmm.
They're all connected. They run through like four or five companies now, probably less than that.
Matter of fact, I want to put it out there to all of our cult members out there.
Yeah.
We are going to be starting a Cult of Conspiracy Telegram channel. And we want all of you to get on. First off, download Telegram. Get on, add us. We'll put a link. And I want y'all to send us everything. Because a lot of our conspiracy listeners communicate through Telegram.
Yes.
And they send articles, videos, first-person accounts, everything. So the Cult of Conspiracy is starting a Telegram channel. We want all of you to send us everything you got.
Absolutely. Every single document that you can possibly come up on that we haven't touched, and even the ones that we have kind of grazed over. Because, Absolutely. You know, we always try to stay on singular topics, but we graze over so many different fucking topics out there that literally we can go we can dive deeper on any of them. I mean, we're open to listening to literally anything. There's right. nothing that we won't listen to. You heard what I just said, dude.
Yeah.
You heard, I literally just got done saying that Biden probably sacrificed his wife and his daughter.
Yep.
Probably happened.
Yeah.
Okay, so no, there's nothing I'm not. There's nothing that I'm scared to talk about. I called out George Soros.
All yeah, right? As we do. Everybody calls him out.
Come on, Georgie.
Anyway, all right.
But what I'm saying is that look, if you want to stay in contact with us, you want to follow us in any form or fashion. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. What's up? What else? TikTok. TikTok is Cult of Conspiracy 37. We put out at least a couple of clips from almost every single show out there for anybody that wants to see little tidbits, dude, that we're just trying to send out into the conspiracy universe.
And above all else, Rockfin. Check us out on Rockfin. $10 a month to get all access to all channels, including our own, of course. But everybody that left YouTube has gone here. Trust me, it is worth the $10.
Absolutely worth it. You'll see shows like Tinfoil Hat, Rogue Ways, I mean, Jimmy Dore. There's so many people that are on there that, like, you want to listen to. Mainstream media is dying, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, what was that movie with Tom Hanks, and he gets taken over by the Africans on the boat?
Captain Phillips,
which,
come to find out, was a huge piece of shit.
I mean, I just was trying to make a little reference to that.
Right, sorry.
Mainstream media. We're the news now. This is our news now.
We're the news now.
We are the news now. I don't care what anybody has to say about anything regarding... If you bring up fucking CNN as sort of legitimate article...
Right off the top, I completely dismiss you as an idiot. And the same thing with Fox, same thing with MSNBC, all the big news networks. If you bring that up as an actual source, I'm done with the conversation.
Because you haven't been red-pilled, dude. I mean, and like, that's just... This is why, you know, if you're watching at home, we have the red... What are these called? The little sponge
microphones?
Things? The red covers.
The microphone covers.
Yeah, the little red and the blue microphone covers, because we're not on either side, bro.
Nah.
We see that it's just two wings of the same fucking eagle.
Indeed.
That's all it is.
Beautiful.
That's what I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So, if you love our shit... You want to be able to support your boys. I mean, we love talking back. I mean, literally, we message back every single time, dude. There's never been some time where we haven't gotten an Instagram or a Rockfin or Facebook or TikTok. Anytime somebody mentions us or even, like, says anything to us, we reply back every single time. We want you to be a part of our community, and we want to be a part of yours. So come on over and join us on rockfin.com/cultofconspiracy and be a part of the cult. Indeed. All right, that's all I got to say. We want to open up third eyes all across the country.
Always.
And if there's somebody who you know is just extremely blue-pilled, who watches fucking CNN and wants to suck Don Lemon's chode, just send them over to our channel, dude.
Indeed.
Just send them over. All right? Rockfin.com/cultofconspiracy. Anyhow, this was beautiful. I love exposing Joe Biden.
Yeah.
I love exposing not only just Joe Biden, but any president. It's such a lovely thing. So yeah, lovely story that we had to tell there, sir.
No doubt.
I'm very proud of this one.
Man, how wild.
Yeah. There we go. Although, I mean, hopefully, you know, the SWAT team doesn't bust up in here anytime soon.
Australia, we'd already be in jail.
Yeah. God bless the 5-8 take. Hopefully Indeed. He's doing all right. If you haven't gone to check out his podcast, fucking get on it, dude. It's insane.
It is.
Anyhow, this is another beautiful episode of The Cult of Conspiracy, and my name's Jonathan.
I'm Jacob.
We always want you to remember one very important, extremely vital piece of information. Open up that third eye!